USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. At least 9 people were shot Saturday night in a high-traffic area of Philadelphia. Philly police say a group of men exited a black vehicle and started firing, striking multiple victims outside a bar. 5 of those victims were critically injured. Philly PD Deputy Commissioner John Stanford says this was a bold attack in a busy area.
You have some brazen individuals in this city that don't care. They don't care how many police officers are out here, and some of them don't care in terms of how many people are out here.
With voting already underway in this year's midterms, election lies and QAnon conspiracy theories are circulating among Spanish-speaking communities. This is raising alarm bells for advocates that it could discourage Latinos from voting and further divide communities. The impact of disinformation has been especially acute in South Florida, with its large Spanish-speaking community, foreign-born population, and significant political influence. Longtime battleground that's been moving toward Republican, former President Donald Trump carried it in 2020. The state is home to a gubernatorial and Senate contest this year. Election Day, Tuesday. With over 39 million ballots already cast across the country. While we may not know for several days if either party will get majority in the Senate, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said on Face the Nation that more has to be done to get Congress working again.
Both sides of the aisle in Washington have set a horribly low expectation for Washington. I mean, think about it. They pass, one way or another, they pass a bill, Republicans or Democrats or both, and we cheer it. It's supposed to be this great, great success because they got something done.
Going into Election Day, the Senate is split at an even 50-50 with the vice president able to cast deciding votes. In the House of Representatives, Democrats hold a small majority, but recent polling indicates that will likely change on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Supreme Court has removed itself from the legal battle on student loan debt forgiveness.
Supreme Court Judge Amy Barnett has rejected a second challenge to President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Now, the decision doesn't change the appeals court ruling to temporarily block the program, but it does keep the Supreme Court removed from the legal battle. Biden announced the program in August, forgiving up to $20,000 in debt from student loan borrowers. Although the program is on hold, the Biden administration continues to encourage those eligible to apply for forgiveness. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
President Joe Biden will travel to Sarah Lawrence College on Sunday to campaign with New York Governor Kathy Hochul as she fends off a fierce Republican challenge for re-election. Democrats are fighting to keep their majorities in the House and Senate even as polls show Republicans hold significant advantages on issues voters are most concerned about going into the Tuesday midterm elections. This is the call on the Jets radio network as Michael Carter rushes in for a 6-yard touchdown to cut the Jets' deficit against the Buffalo Bills to 14-10.
Bills show blitz, takes the snap. Carter will run up the middle at the 5 at the goal line, walks into the end zone. That's a Jet touchdown. Terrific try by the Jets.
Jets went on to beat the Bills 20-17. The team that many were picking to go to the Super Bowl didn't look very super today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.